I hope that you're all very well. Here in this episode, I wanted to share a conversation I had with my physiotherapist and kind friend during one of our sessions. You know, I love many of these chats as they take place and become incorporated, sort of woven into our physical session. I'm never surprised just how relevant they are for helping me to understand different things about health, wellness, and my continued rehabilitation practice. So on this particular occasion, just before we started, part of our general chat began with talk about our pets. And as both of us have young, playful dogs, you know, in this season, it's wet and muddy, and, you know, our dogs sort of running in and out. We had this mutual opinion that both our homes were in need of a little bit of attention to just straighten areas out again. I mean, in my case, the floors needed a good mopping. There were half-chewed twigs from the garden that the dog brought into the house and scattered all over the place. And his favourite toys as well, you know, was sort of a bit of a trip hazard, that sort of stuff. Anyway, as we talked, I mentioned that I often used this particular occasion to start some exercise, some sort of regime going. For example, sometimes when I wake up in the morning with a lower back ache and stiff muscles, for instance, I indulge in a spot of cleaning, usually areas like the bathroom, where a variety of cleaning techniques are required. Reaching down into the bath and around the bathtub, stretching for all the tiles, sometimes even crouching or kneeling to get those awkward places lower down on the floor. And doing all of this before I've even had breakfast or a cup of tea. Actually, I do prefer doing it before I have had breakfast or a cup of tea, just so that I've got a comfortably empty stomach and an equally comfortably empty bladder. So I went on to say, despite the fact that I was doing all of this and I was feeling quite stiff and it was quite energetic work at a time when I was not quite sort of ready to move around, by the time I finished, my muscles felt much freer. I felt a combination of lighter, clearer, and more settled in my thoughts by the time the job was complete, and also hugely grateful to be able to do this type of physical activity that, let's face it, many of us really dislike, complain about, or simply are just unable to do it because of our health-related limitations. I admitted to finding a spot of cleaning very therapeutic, and as my physiotherapist smiled knowingly, slowly nodding at the same time, he started telling me about a tenured professor of psychology at Stanford University, Dr. Alia Crum, also associated director of the Mind-Body Lab, and the study she carried out with a fellow professor, Ellen Langer. The study looked at the benefits of exercise, our beliefs and mindset about what constitutes as exercise. A group of domestic hotel cleaning staff were on their feet all day, pushing trolleys, stripping and making beds, cleaning and climbing stairs. It was clear that this group of workers were getting over and beyond the recommended amount of daily physical exercise. But interestingly, when they were surveyed, a third of them said they didn't do any exercise. They were getting a lot of exercise, but were just not aware of it. So to build a study, the women were split into two groups. Group one were brought up to speed and reminded the true factual information about the benefits of the work that they were doing and what it was giving them, and the fact that they were actually exceeding government guidelines on the levels of exercise. Tests were taken before studies began. You know, blood pressure, weight, body fat, etc. And 4 weeks later, this group were assessed again. Now remember, even though they hadn't changed anything they were doing before they started, they didn't increase their physical work or start lifting weights, but they did find the benefits to their health. Many lost weight, reduced their blood pressure, and started feeling much better about themselves and the kind of work they were doing. The second group of women were not given the same factual information as group one, and for them there wasn't any change. So going back to group one, these women developed consciousness about what they were doing. Now they were mindful, acknowledging their abilities and achievements, causing their mind to much better become focused on positive messages and the actions that followed. You see, when we remember our gifts and abilities to provide the right personal environment for ourselves, we signal chemical changes in the brain. Physiological expressions are altered, creating a positive impact on mind and body. So, what's my reason for sharing this particular episode with you? Well, awareness and mindset are the key runners here. So when you're managing pain, a physical condition, and maybe physical disability, today, keep in mind all of the ways and the things that you're engaged in through your day that are making or keeping you moving, and celebrate the value of those activities right now. Because as studies and scientific results show, the benefits to your health, improvements in physical and emotional health, can be positively life-improving. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.